Is there anyone else who's coming in? Let's just take a look.
There were some people here last time, but I don't know. I can't speak.
Okay.
Taylor is there, but he's listening to earphones.
Okay. We'll get started. So the subject for today is Kiddush, the mitzvah of Kiddush. We've spoken about it in the past, but I'd like to be makif it more, and the more I look into it, the more I see there are so many dimensions and so many issues in the mitzvah of Kiddush. So the Rambam begins Perek Chof Tes Mehilchos Shabbos Mitzvah Seh Min HaTorah L'Kaddish Es Yom HaShabbos B'Dvarim. And the source for this is Shenemar Zocher Es Yom HaShabbos L'Kaddisho. And this is based on a Gemara in Brachos on Daf Chof Amid Beis. The Gemara quotes the pasuk Zocher Es Yom HaShabbos L'Kaddisho Mikan L'Mitzvah Kiddush Min HaTorah. And the Rambam codifies this as a mitzvah Doraisa. However, again, we're talking about Kiddush B'dvarim. The Rambam doesn't say anything about Kiddush Aliyayin. The source for Kiddush Aliyayin is in Arvi Psochim, in the Gemara Daf Kuf Vav Amid Aleph. And the Gemara says over there that not only should we be Mekadesh B'layla, we should be Mekadesh Bayom as well. And that's what the Rambam continues here, and he says at the beginning of Perek Chof Tes, Zochreyu, he says, b'knisaso u'b'yitziaso. B'knisaso b'kiddush u'b'yitziaso b'avdol. And then the Rambam goes on to give you the nusach of the kiddush. Then the Rambam writes, Iker kiddush b'alayla. Im lo kiddush b'alayla. Then he says, Makadesh b'chol hayom kula. So he has the possibility of being Makadesh that Kiddush of Laila, also Bayom. Then we skip to Halacha Vav. The Rambam says, again, until now he hasn't mentioned a word about Yayin. Midivrei Sofrim L'Kaddish Ala Yayin. In other words, Kiddush Doraisa is Kiddush Dvarim, even without Yayin.
No?
Yeah.
Oh.
And Kiddush Ala Yayin is only Midivrei. It's only Midivrei Sofer. Now that point, that Kiddush Aliyayin is only Midivrei Sofrim, is accepted by Ruba the Ruba of Rishonim, but not by all. And in the Hamek Shaila of the Netziv, in Shilta Nundalid, he claims that according to the Bahag, Kiddush Aliyayin is Doraisa. And there's also the Mefarish in Nozim and Avdali also indicates that Kiddush Aliyayin is Doraisa. Therefore, Nozir, since he's enjoined from Yayin, you would think he's not allowed to make Kiddush Aliyayin. The answer is, says the Mefarish, no, he will make Kiddush Aliyayin, despite his disuse, because Kiddush Aliyayin is Minat Torah. But again, as we said, according to the Rambam, and the Rambam here is representative of most Rishonim, Kiddush Aliyayin is only Derabbanan. And not only that, the Rambam holds that Kiddush Bayom is only Durabbanim. That's a bit of a chiddush. Because the Gemara establishes there in Psachim that we have two Yalfusas. We have one Yalfusa for Kiddush Balayla and another Yalfusa for Kiddush Bayom. But the Rambam holds the Yalfusa of Kiddush Bayom, right, because it says Zohar es Yom HaShabbos L'Kaddisho. That Hayom, which tells you about Kiddush Hayom, that's only in Asmachta B'Alma, and that seems to be the Shita of all Rishonim. As far as I can tell, no one holds that Kiddush Hayom is Doraisa. Everybody agrees that this Pasuk, this Drush, is only an Asmachta. As far as Kiddush Aliyayin is concerned, that's the Netziv's piece of research here. He comes up with a Bahag and a Mefarish and Nazir that Kiddush Aliyayin is Doraisa. The Rambam says explicitly that Kiddush Aliyayin is only Midivrei Sofer. So if we summarize then, what we have so far is Zocher Es Yom HaShabbos L'Kaddisho as a mitzvah Doraisa is Kiddush B'Dvarim. Kiddush Aliyom is, according to the Rambam, representing almost all the Rishonim, is only Midivrei Sofer. Kiddush Aliyayin, according to two Rishonim that we know of, is Doraisa. Kiddush Bayom is only Derabbanan. And the Kra, the Yalfus, is only Nesmata. That's according to all according to all Rishon.
According to Rambam, if you're catching up, it's also the Rabbanon, that's the Raisa.
According to say it again,
the Rambam, if you didn't do it at night, then the morning is the Raisa, right?
Correct. Because that's already the Kiddush Bidvarim. The Kiddush Al-Yayin is only the Rabbanon. And that you can be Mekayim in any event during the day as well. Okay. Now, we get to another Pele of a Rambam. The Rambam says in Halacha Tes that this Kiddush not only the Yayin, it could also be Bepas, that's fine. And then the Rambam says that he should recite Birchas Bori Pri Hagafen Al Hayayin for all three Seudos. In other words, according to the Rambam Shita, we need Kiddush even for Seuda Shlishit. And this Rambam is brought down in many different Rishonim and also in the Torah and Shulchan Aruch. So this Rambam is quoted also by the Meiri at the beginning of Psachim, Arvei Psachim, Rabbeinu David, who's the Talmud of the Ramban. In his commentary on Psachim, he writes that according to Das Rambam, even Seuda Shlishit needs Kiddush Al Yayin. The Torah codifies this in Siman Reish Tzadi Aleph. And therefore, it's not a fluke of a Shita that there's Kiddush also B'Seuda Shlishit. That's not the Pashtus of the Sugyim Psachim. The Pashtus of the Sugyim Psachim is one Yalfusa for Kiddush Balayla, an extra word Hayom, right? Because it says Zochres Yom HaShabbos, Yom HaFilu Bayom, but there's no mention of a third Kiddush. And that's the Kiddush here of the Rambam, which was accepted by so many Rishonim and even codified by the Torah himself. We'll come back in Mirtz Hashem to discuss the Rambam's requirement of Kiddush for Seuda Shlishit. That will come back to. But what I want to discuss with you now is an apparent contradiction in Rashi. There are two Rashis in Shas that address the following question. Does Kiddush require Shtiyas HaKos? Am I required to drink the Kos? Rashi in Masechta Eruvin on Daf Mem Amid Beis on the Gemara that says Hamavarech Sarach Sheyitom, he's got a taste from the wine. Rashi says Dignayhu Lekos Shel Bracha Shel Yehena Adam Mimena. In other words, it would be a gnai for him to recite Bori Pri Hagafen and not drink from the wine. You get the impression from Rashi that if not for the svar of Gnai Hulakos, then you could be Makayim the mitzvah even without Shtiyas Sayyan. Rashi only has a secondary reason that you're going to make a Bar Priya Gofen on the coast, you recited a bracha, and then you didn't drink from it. But Lu Yitzur, you would not drink from it. Rashi would seem to imply that you could be Yotze the mitzvah of Kiddush. Because all you have to do in Kiddush, even without drinking, is to set up the bracha of Kiddush Aliyayin. So when we discuss Kiddush Aliyayin, which we said according to the Rambam and most Rishonim, is Durabanan, it doesn't necessarily mean that he's got to drink from the kos. Rashi says it's a gnai for the kos if you don't drink from the kos, but Rashi doesn't seem to indicate that it's integral to the mitzvah of Kiddush that he drink from the kos.
And it's not bracha of Atelo because he used it for Kiddush.
Correct. Now we have a different Rashi, Masechta Rosh Hashanah, and there Rashi gives a whole long discussion about why you have to drink from the kos. And he says, with regard to Birchas Hayayin, the Bar Priya Gofet of Kiddush, the Gemara says that there's a chova, that's the Gemara's language, of Birchas Hayayin Shel Kiddush. Rashi says, what's the chova? Rashi says, E'efshar, he cannot be Mekayim this chova, below Hana, without enjoying the kos. The Efshar below Bracha, and since he has to drink for the kos, that's why he needs the Bracha. In other words, Rashi switches around the driver for the car. In other words, in Erevin, Rashi says that the reason why I need to drink from the kos is because otherwise it would be Gnai that he made a bracha and he's not drinking from the kos. But Rashi in Rosh Hashanah says the opposite. Rashi says that he has to drink from the kos. The chova itself is being nenem in a kos. And he can't be nenem in a kos because of the general rule of Birchas HaNenem. So he's going to have to make the Bar Priya Gofen in order to be nenem in a kos. So Rashi in Erevin puts all the emphasis on the Bar Priya Gofen, and that's why he's Yotze. It would be Gnai for the kosher bracha if he doesn't drink from the kos. Whereas Rashi in the Sefer Rosh Hashanah seems to imply just the opposite, that the Iker Chova is to drink from the kos. He's got to make a bracha in order to allow himself to drink from the kos. So the one who tackles this problem of what seems to be a steer between the two Rashis is the Rav Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Sadi. And Otavi Miyashiv Shitas Rashi says the following, that Rashi in Erevin is not focused on Kiddush. If you read Rashi carefully and the Sugi carefully, it's talking about a kosher bracha. As far as a kosher bracha, the mitzvah is amiras bracha alakos. The mitzvah really inheres in the bracha itself. Rashi says he should drink from the kos for a secondary reason, because it would be a gnai to make a bracha on the kos and not drink from the kos. But the ikar mitzvah is the bracha. Masha Enkein says the Rav Shulchan Aruch, the kiddush itself, the mitzvah kiddush, there the shtia is me ikar chovas hakiddush. It's an integral part of kiddush. So in that sense, kiddush is unique. It's not a classical kosher bracha. It requires shtia as part of the essence of the mitzvah. So when Rashi says in the Sefer Rosh Hashanah that there's a chova of hanam and akos, Rashi is talking about kiddush. When Rashi says in the Sefer Erevin that it's a gnai hu l'kosher bracha if he doesn't drink from the kos, Rashi is talking about the universal kosher bracha. We'll try to explain if we can the yesod here of the Rav Shulchan Aruch. I just want to mention, I don't know if anyone's interested, you know, the Rav's Yartzeit Shiurim of Salvechik is written up in two volumes called Shiurim L'Zecher Abba Mori. And although I didn't get a chance to go through this requires a lot of time, it's a very long piece. He writes here, this is the second volume, and it's on page Kuf Yudalit, he writes, Hashtia mikoshel kiddush u'mi'etzem mitzvahs kiddush. And he brings three rayos to prove this yesod. And I was surprised that he doesn't quote the Rav Shulchan Aruch, but he has earlier sources, even before the Rav Shulchan Aruch, to prove that the shtia of the kos is essential to the mitzvah of kiddush. Now it's interesting that the Rav Shulchan Aruch, when he wants to demonstrate that in a kosher bracha, the shtia of an akos is only secondary, it's not the ikra mitzvah, it's only a gnayu l'kos if he doesn't drink, he quotes the halacha of Mila b'Yom HaKippur. There was a bris mila on Yom Kippur. The halacha is that mevarchim al akos, we recite all the brachas of Asher Kiddush Yid Din Mi Bet, whatever the brachas are for a mila, on a kos, including a bar priya gofen. V'ena shosim in a kos. Obviously on Yom Kippur he can't drink from the kos. El nosein l'tinok. He gives it to a child to drink. Says the Rav Shulchan Aruch, why is that so? Because the bracha bar priya gofen is only to be mesader the brachos, whatever brachos you recite on mila, al hakos. And therefore, there's no integral need for shtia. You just need the kosher yayin with the bar priya gofen to set up your brachos al hakos. You don't need to drink from the kos. Ella what? Rashi says it's a gnai to the kosher bracha if you don't drink from the kos. So for that, we give it to a tinok. That satisfies, in this case of Yom Kippurim, the issue of gnai. But if shtia sakos, says the Rav Shulchan Aruch, would have been essential to a kosher bracha, then on Yom Kippur it doesn't make any bit of sense to set up a bracha on yayin. Okay. Now at this point, the Rav Shulchan Aruch tries to explain what is the significance, what is the meaning of reciting, sorry, if you could figure this out, I don't know. It just doesn't
there's
work.
There's always a solution.
Yeah, I'm sure there's some. I see. Not in the Chefza, but in the Gaba, right? Okay, fine. So what I wanted to suggest is the
following. Decide to come down.
All right, you got it?
Okay.
And Rafal is still wearing his sunglasses, by the way.
Let's see.
Okay,
well. You know, the guy who goes out in the rainstorm, he's holding his umbrella, and then it stops raining, he still holds his umbrella. You know what I'm saying? So in any event, the Rav Shulchan Aruch wants to try to give a little bit of a hezber. What is this whole takana of a koshal bracha, and you recite a bar priya gofen, and you don't even have to drink from the kos, only mitzvah kanai. So he writes that Birchas Bori Priyagov has a special status, and Ein Shira El Ayayin, that the brach itself is a Shira. So whenever we have, he says, and we organize a series of brachos that are brachos Shal Shira V'Shevach, that we thank Hashem and we praise Hashem, then we add a Bori Priyagofen over the Kos Shel Yayin. Again, we have to drink from the Kos for a different reason. That's because otherwise it's a gnai to the Kos and we don't drink from it. But the Bori Priyagofen per se is being recited not as a Birchas HaNenim, but as a Birchas HaShevach Vodoy. And that's a very fascinating idea that has to be analyzed. That of, you know, if I give you an entire constellation of Birchas HaNenim, Bori Priyagofen plays a major role, because in addition to being and functioning as a Birchas HaNenim to be mata you to drink the yayin, it has a different role and a different essence. It's a Birchas HaShevach, and it will be the kickoff of any Seder of Birchas Hashem. So for example, yesterday we had Sheva Brachas, right? So we organized the Sheva Brachas on a coast, on a Kos Shel Yayin. The Shtiyas HaKos becomes secondary. The main thing is the Bor Priyagofen on the Kos. And setting up a Bor Priyagofen on the Kos is going to kick off this entire series of Birchas HaShem. That's how the Rav Shulchan Aruch learns it.
That's in Kuftzad, the same.
Yeah, everything is in Kuftzad. Very fascinating piece in the Rav Shulchan Aruch. However, he says that Kiddush is totally different. And he proves it from the Gemara in Pesach Daf Kuf Zayin in Arvei Pesachim, and the Gemara's language is in Arvei Pesachim. You'll see it on the Maror Makomos page, no Beches. The Gemara says, "I'm a Kadesh V'Toam Mole Lugmav Yotza." He's talking about being Yotze, the mix of Kiddush, and clearly Lehedja. He says that you're only Yotze the mix of Kiddush because he was Toam a Mole Lugmav from the Kos. So the Rav Shulchan Aruch says, you see, Lehedge, it's clear that Te'imas Moli Lugmav is Makeves, you're not Yotze. That's not like the Rashi and Erev, because Rashi and Erev is talking about Koshel Bracha, not about Kiddush, and therefore Rashi introduces the Gnai Hula Koshel Bracha. But with regard to Kiddush itself, there, the Shtia itself is part and parcel of the mitzvah. So therefore, you're not Yotze the mitzvah of Kiddush without Shtia Sakos. And here the Rav Shulchan Aruch introduces another concept called Kavod Shabbos. And he says that it's not just enough Zachreyu Aliyayin, but you need L'Kavod Shabbos the Shtiyas Hayayin. So the mitzvah of Zachres Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho, which is part of the entire matrix of Kavod HaShabbos, that requires an additional dimension of Kavod HaShabbos, which is fulfilled and achieved by drinking from the cup.
The bracha is part of it, or the bracha just made it?
And the bracha is an essential part of it. Why? Because, as we'll see in the Netziv, Kiddush has two dimensions to it. It has one dimension of Kvod Shabbos, and that dimension is the recitation of the bracha of Shabbos that praises Hashem and describes the unique nature of Shabbos. And then the Shtiyas HaKos, which we already saw for the Rav Shulchan Aruch, is L'Kavod Shabbos. In the middle, I need the Bori Priyagofen because, as the Netziv says, I'm jumping ahead of myself, it doesn't matter, there's another dimension to Kiddush. Kiddush is not inferior to any classical, universal Koshel Bracha. And every Koshel Bracha needs a Bori Priyagofen. The Bori Priyagofen, as in Birchas HaShevach and Shira, kicks off the entire Shira. So Kiddush itself is a mitzvah Shira. Again, we have to understand what's the role of Bori Priyagofen in the morning. because in the morning by Yom we don't have any Birchas HaShevach other than Bar Pri HaGofen. So there we collapse the entire Shira into the Bracha of Bar Pri HaGofen. But in a normal case of a Koshel Bracha, and Kiddush is not inferior to any normal Koshel Bracha, you have the Bar Pri HaGofen as the kickoff, so to speak, the opening of Shevach V'Shira for the entire Seder of Shira of all the Brachas. So therefore, according to the Netziv, and he's medayik this from the Lashon of the She'iltos. The She'iltos was one of the Gaonim, and the Netziv really broke open the She'iltos for us, because before the Netziv wrote his Emek She'iltos, his Emek She'ilo, we really didn't understand much about the She'iltos, but he really brought it to us. And he says that if you look carefully in the Lashon HaShe'iltos, the She'iltos says that Amiras Kiddush Alakos is number one, a Koshel Bracha, number two, but Shtiyas Akos, which is the Kavod HaYom, is part and parcel of the mitzvah of Kiddush. That's how the Netziv reads the She'iltos. It means that according to the She'iltos, we have a Shtiyah Mishum Kvod Shabbos, that's explicit in the She'iltos. Shtiyah therefore becomes an essential, integral part of Kiddush. But we also have, in the case of Kiddush, a Koshel Bracha, and therefore the Bar Pri HaGofen serves, in a sense, a double function. I need the Bar Pri HaGofen like I do in any Koshel Bracha, and that's even without Shtiyah Sakos. We'll give it to the Tinok on Yom Kippur. And I need the Bar Pri HaGofen in order to be Matir B'Toras Birchas HaNenim, my Shtiyah, but here the Shtiyah itself is essential as Kvod Shabbos to the mitzvah of Kiddush. Now, if you take a look at the ninth paragraph that I have here, the Torah in Siman Reish Ayin Aleph says something in the name of the Gaonim, which frankly I don't understand. So maybe, Rabosa, you'll help me with this. The Torah says that the Makadish himself is required to drink from the Koshel Yayin. Now, let's just analyze that. From the perspective of Koshel Bracha, Rashi says it's Gnaihu L'Koshel Bracha, if they're not Nenem and Akos, it doesn't have to be the Mavarech himself. I mean, the Iker is to be Mesader the Bracha L'Akos, which he did. And now there's a Din of Shtiyah Shalotei Gnai, it makes no difference who drinks from the Kos. But the Torah is talking about Kiddush. In Kiddush we said that the drinking of the Kos is essential. But I don't get it. Is the Torah telling us that every single person will soon see that the Shvir Shabbos Gilchus quotes the Brisker Rav? And the Brisker Rav is machmir that everybody has to drink from the Koshel Kiddush. But we're not up to that chumrah of the Brisker Rav. This is the Torah way before the Briskers. And the Torah is telling us that the Makadish has to drink from the Kos. Why is the Makadish has to drink from the Kos? Obviously, he's talking about a special din in Kiddush. In other mitzvahs of Koshel Bracha, Dvarim HaTunim Kos, we don't require that there be a shti at all, let alone that he has to drink from the kos. If it's halach of shti as a kos, as we said before, the kavod Shabbos, then maybe everybody should be drinking from the kos. But why is the Makadish himself singled out by the Torah? I don't know. But the plot goes thicker, because even if I could somehow explain and justify that there's a special din in Kiddush that we have to link up the Kiddush with the Shtiyah, and the person who could do that, since Shtiyah is so integral, has got to be the Makadish himself. And again, it's crystal clear from the Torah that what we said before in the Rav Shulchanoch is correct, that Shtiyah is an essential part of the Kos, the Torah, but part of Kiddush, and the Torah went a step further and says the Makadish himself has to be drinking the Moli Lugmav. And that links up the Kiddush itself to the Kvod Shabbos. So as we said before, the key of Kiddush of Kvod Shabbos is a combination of two variables. Number one, the recitation of the Bracha of Kiddush B'Dvarim, which the Rambam says is Doraisa. And number two, the Shtiyas HaKos, which is obviously Durabban, according to most Rishonim, as Kvod Shabbos. And if we integrate those two together and make a linkage between the recitation of Divrei Shevach of Shabbos, the Din Doraisa of Zochreyu B'Divrei Shevach, Amira Shevach, together with the Shtiyah Durabbanon, then the linkage, according to the Torah, is achieved by the fact that the Makadish himself, who recited the Shvach of Dvarim, is the one who's drinking from the Kos. Okay, I can survive that. But then the Torah goes on to say, what happens if Nishpach HaKos? And here he's very comfortable with the Bahag. The Bahag says, in Kidesh, V'kodem Shetoam Nishpach HaKos, Yavi Kos Acher V'yavarech Olav Bori Pri Agofen V'yishte. Now here I'm lost. Because if we assume that there must be a shtir, and the Bahag is not forfeiting the shtir, and that means that part and parcel of Kiddush is shtir, I don't understand how the Bahag can split this into two. Meaning, you recited Kiddush on one kos, and you never drank from that kos. Now the Bahag says, but you have to drink a kos. But it doesn't have to be the same kos on which you made Kiddush. Yavi kos acher v'yikadish olam. And the Torah is perfectly at home with this Bahag. I don't get it, because according to the Torah, clearly Shtir Sakos is an integral part of Kiddush. And that's why the Torah says that the Makadish himself must drink from the Kos. If he doesn't drink Mali Lugmav, then Lo Yotzi Yedecho Vos. And now Nishpach. And the Bahag says, bring another Kos. What do you mean bring another Kos? Well, what's the deal with the other Kos? In fact, again, this is just on the side. Our Rebbe used to say to us that if you recited all of Magid on the Leil HaSeder over the Kos, right, that's the second Kos, and then before you got to drink the Kos at the end of Magid, Gal Yisrael, Nishpach HaKos, he said that his father once had the Shiloh, back in Chaslavich, and he told him to start Magid all over again. And then he has a whole lumdish piece about which elements in Magid are absolutely required. You know, like an abridged form of Magid, so that he can now recite Magid a second time on the Kos. But be that as it may, I'm not going to get into the question of Sipri Tzis Mitzrayim al HaKos. But it's quite clear that in the case of Kiddush, the Kiddush has to be recited over the Kos. Now there's a din that in order to be able to see the kiddush, you have to drink from the kos. Now you're telling me bring another kos because this one spilled. That to me is just the pelt. And that's the shittas of a hag. And as I said before, the Torah has no problem with this. And again, just mathematically, I'm not happy with this, but it seems that, you know, whereas we said before over and over again, and that was the Nitziv and the Shiltas, that we have to integrate two different variables, two different elements to create a kiyum of mitzvahs kiddush. We need the amiras dvar malakos, and we need the shtiyas akos. And that's one indivisible mitzvah, comes along the Bahag, and he says, no, they're really two different dinim. You can separate them. Maybe l'chatzila to avoid it, but you can actually be makayim the din of Kiddush, and the Shtia as a Kvod Hayom as a separate Pa'ula. Now, I don't know how far you can go with this Bahag. What happens if, you know, after you know, 15 minutes they finally get another Kos to replace the first Kos, so maybe 15 hours. You know, at what point do you do, what do? You just, it's a mechanical Shtia Sayayin, and you didn't recite Kiddush on that Kos Shayayin. It just doesn't sit very well with them. Okay, a few things that I wanted to add before we get to the main issue for today. First of all, Kiddush Hayom, during the day. In Masechta Pesachim, Perek Avri Pesachim, we have Rabbeinu David. Rabbeinu David says, in Yono, what's the Indian of Kiddush Hayom? Likvoa Suda Shabbos Aliyayim. V'eino Kiddush Mamash. So in other words, according to the Rabbeinu David, Kiddush by Yom is not Kiddush. And we're going to soon see that this is really the Shittas HaRaavad against the Rambam. It's not Kiddush. It's just that you need a Seuda Chashuva, a certain Chashivas of a Seuda. And in order to set up a Seuda Shabbos that's Chashiv, we need to be Koved Al Hayayin. Rabbeinu David goes on to say that there's no doubt in his mind that that's why the Rambam requires a kos shel yayin for the third Seuda, even for Seuda Shlishis, as we saw in the Rambam. In other words, he's just accomplishing a Seuda Chashuva. He's taking a Seuda and integrating it into the mitzvah of Seuda Shabbos. How does he integrate a Seuda into the mitzvah of Seuda Shabbos? By being kovei the Seuda al yayin. He goes as far as to say, Rabbeinu David, this would be an amazing chumrah, if you think about it, maybe this is the Brisker Rav Schumer that we indicated, that it's not enough for me to be motzi you in Kiddush. You have to drink your own kus. Why? Because in essence, the mitzvah here is to set up a suda. I don't know if I can set up a suda for you. And as I said before, the Brisker Rav is quoted as saying that in Kiddush Hayom, every single person has to drink from the yayin. Now, I don't think that that's the minhag today. The Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa mentions it as a chumrah. And apparently, we understand, our minhag reflects that there's a Suda Shabbos. I have to be koveh, the Suda Shabbos are yayin. If we join together in one kfir Suda, we have what we would call a zimun, you know, kind of, I don't mean literally a zimun, but we have a chabura and we're sitting together, then one person can drink the yayin, and that's enough to convert the suda into a sudas chashivus and a suda shabbos. Now, once the suda was set up as a suda chashuva, anybody can partake in that suda and fulfill the mitzvah of suda shabbos. Now, I mentioned before Leil Pesach, and now I'm mentioning it again, but in a more relevant point. Tosus at the beginning of Arabic Pesachim has a wild havamina. I mean, it seems like it's even his maskana, but all the Rishonim reject this. You know, the Mishnah says that you have to equip every ani who can't afford dalid kosos with dalid kosos. Now, the Mishnah, Tosus Medayik from the Mishnah, the Lashon HaMishnah is the Lashon Yachid. It says lo. And he says that we don't have to guarantee through the community chest, through the Tamchui, that every single member of the family gets his own dalid kosos. And Tosus says, midi dehavi akiddush. So Tosus has this analogy and equation between kiddush and dalid kosos. So everybody jumps on this Tosus. Because in dalid kosos, there's a mitzvah shtia, derecherus. That's a mitzvah that I can't fulfill vicariously. Your shtia is not my shtia, so I haven't experienced derecherus. What good does it make to equate dalid kosos with kiddush? In the case of kiddush, the mitzvah is to be, if I grant you to be koveh the suda l'yayin. So it doesn't matter who drinks from the wine. As long as we recite Kiddush, we convey the Suda L'Yayin, the Yayin is L'Kvod Shabbos, that's fine. There's no din that everybody has to drink. But in the case of Dalit Kosos, my high. And it's a Pella, but it comes out according to Tosfos, if everything that we said until now is correct, that Tosfos understands that Dalit Kosos is not a mitzvah shtia. It's a mitzvah of being Koveya, the Suda, as a Suda's Haggadah, we'll call it, a Suda's Yotif. And that mitzvah of setting up the Suda as a Suda's Haggadah can be fulfilled if one person drinks from the kos. So imagine, we're sitting 10 people at a Seder table, and one person is going to be equipped with Dalit Kosos. He'll drink the Dalit Kosos, or we can divvy it up in any way we want. And everybody at the table who haven't even touched any wine are yotze in the midst of Dalit Kosos, according to Tosfos. Again, all of you shouldn't reject this, but it's fascinating to think how far Tosfos was willing to go with an equation between Dalit Kosos and the mitzvah of Kiddush. Again, in the mitzvah of Kiddush is a din of Se'uda, and we are all participating in one Se'uda, so one Shtia is enough. But not so in the case of mitzvahs Dalit Kosos. They're the mitzvah Shtia Sakos. How could my Shtia be related to you? Okay, now we get to the main question for today. And that's Ein Kiddush Ella B'Mokom Se'uda. So here's what I want to know. How do you understand Ein Kiddush Ella B'Mokom Se'uda? Two ways. Is it a din in Kiddush that I cannot be Yotzei Kiddush without a Suda, and I need a Mokom Suda, that's where I can be Makai in the midst of Kiddush? Or is it a din in the Se'uda that a Suda Shabbos requires Kiddush? And how do I set up a Suda Shabbos with Kiddush, because Ein Kiddush Ava Makom Suda. I'm going to join my Kiddush with the Suda, but it's for the benefit and for the need of the Suda. So the first way of understanding it, it's a Tanai in Mitzvah's Kiddush. The other way of understanding it is a Tanai in the Mitzvah of Suda. So what I'd like to suggest, and this is on your page, number, what number is it? Number Tesvav. It's on the bottom of the page. That this is a machlokas between the Rif and the Rush. The Ran explains the Rif, as we'll soon see, at the beginning of Arvei Pesach. What's the case? The case is that they ate a Suda on Erev Shabbos. They started a Suda on Erev Shabbos. Now it gets dark, and now he continues his Suda. I'm sorry. And now he makes Kiddush. Correct? He makes Kiddush. So the question is, does he have to eat a Suda now? His Suda was eaten b'chol, mibodyon. And the Rif writes, Misha achal sudoso b'erev Shabbos mibodyon, v'gomar sudoso kishakidesh hayom, yivarech birchas hamazon, the Ikadesh al kos shalachreha. Lachreha means after Birkas Hamazon. Vidayo and yotzi yedecho mazon. So the Rad writes that's considered kiddush b'makom suda, even though the suda was a suda's chol. All I need is the reality of a suda. Once I have the reality of a suda, then I can be yotzi kiddush because that kiddush is b'makom suda. This is a pella. In other words, what the Rif is saying, according to the Ran, is that the din of Kiddush B'Makom Suda is purely a din in Kiddush. And not only that, is a bigger Kiddush here, that even within the context of a din in Kiddush, I need not a Seuda Shabbos that was eaten after Hashecha in order to set up my Kiddush B'Makom Suda. All I need is a Suda Kolshi, even a Suda Schol. Now, clearly, if the Rif would be of the opinion that the din of Kiddush B'Makom Suda was a din in a Suda, then what good is it if he had a Suda before the Kiddush? After Kiddush, the Rif claims he doesn't have to have a Suda. He just recites Kiddush B'Dayo. Where's his Suda Shabbos? So it seems like Kiddush B'Makom Suda, according to the Rif, is only Halach in Kiddush. And as I said before, there's an additional Kiddush that he can fulfill this principle of this condition of Kiddush B'Makom Suda, even with a Suda's Chol. The Rush, at the beginning of Arvei Pesachim in Siman Zayin, et Tamalov, he doesn't understand, this is the Lashon HaRosh, Im Sover Dechashiv Kiddush B'Makom Suda, how can he say that this is considered Kiddush B'Makom Suda? Kevan Shahaisa HaKriya B'Makom Oneg. Right, the drasha of the Sifri is that the karasal Shabbos oning, but makom kriya sham tehe oning. Kriya means kiddush, oning means suda Shabbos. That you have to eat a suda Shabbos, but makom kriya sham tehe the karasal sham tehe oning. Right, but makom kriya sham tehe oning. How could this be kiddush makom suda? Hoisa kriya, the kriya itself was lo lekavod Shabbos. It was on erev Shabbos. And now you're going to tell me that he was yotzi in the midst of oneg? We need oneg b'makom kriya. Ela poreis ma'ap makadesh vi ochel pas. So the final maskana of the Rush is to disagree with the Rif, and the Rush doesn't always do that lightly, but he's so convinced that we need a seuda that was b'makom kiddush. So Ein Kiddush El B'Makom Suda means that I need the Kiddush to set up the Suda. And if I need the Kiddush to set up the Suda, how can I say I set up a Suda before Kiddush on Chol, and that Suda is going to be a Kiyum of Oneg Shabbos, the Karasal Shabbos Oneg. So let me say it in the following way, and then we'll try to polish it up a little bit. According to the Rif, the Halach of Ein Kiddush El B'Makom Suda is clearly a halacha in Kiddush. There's a tenai that Kiddush has to be makom suda. And the Rif went as far as to say that if I ate the suda before Shabbos entered and I continue by Birkas Hamazon reciting Kiddush. That Kiddush is B'makom Suda. And if I was Mekayim the din of this Tanayim Kiddush, that the Kiddush was B'makom Suda. The Rush disagrees. Now, the Rush could disagree for one of two reasons. I'm going to now take what I call the literal translation of the words of the Rush. It seems from the words of the Rush that his argument against the Rif is that Kiddush B'makom Suda is a requirement for the Suda. You can't be Yotzi the Suda, so I need the Kiddush B'makom Suda in order for the Kiddush to set up the Suda. And if that be the case, the Suda that I ate on Erev Shabbos, which was a Kiddushless Suda, is obviously not going to be the Karasal Shabbos Onan. But you could go a step further. It could be that the Rush agrees that Kiddush B'makom Suda is a T'nai in Kiddush. That Kiddush has to be B'makom Suda. But the Rush went as far as to say that since the Karasal Shabbos Oneg, the equation, the analogy between the interdependence, if you will, between Kiddush and Oneg, is the source for this halach of Ein Kiddush B'makom Suda, then you need Kiddush in order to fulfill Kiddush, that the Kiddush be B'makom Oneg. So the Karasal Shabbos Oneg might have, according to the Rush, two different dimensions to it. We'll get back to that later, a little bit later. But in any event, according to the Rif and the Ran, you can have a Sudas Chol, and that's Koveh the Makom as a Makom Suda. Now once you Koveh the Makom as a Makom Suda, then go ahead with your Kiddush and your Makayim Kiddush with Makom Suda. According to the Rush, you need that the Sudas Shabbos be Koveh the Kiddush B'makom Suda. In other words, it could be very well, according to that first chat in the Rush, that the Rush agrees to the Rif's basic principle that Kiddush B'makom Suda is halach in Kiddush, and the Tanai in Kiddush is that the Kiddush has to be B'makom Suda, but you've got to have a B'makom Suda, which is a Suda Shabbos. And that's basically one way of learning the Rush. There's another way of learning the Rush, that maybe the Rush requires Kiddush B'makom Suda as a precondition to fulfill Suda Shabbos, and that seems to be indicated by the language of the Rush when he invokes the Sifri of Vakarasim Shabbos Oneg, B'makom Shekara Shavtei Oneg, that you need Oneg B'makom Kiddush. So the Rush says, where's your Oneg over here? The Oneg that you had on Erev Shabbos, that can't be a Kiddush of Oneg. Okay, that's round number one. Now, round number two, after we finish with the Rif on the one end and the Rush on the other end, is the Rav Shulchan Aruch. The Rav Shulchan Aruch, Siman Reish Ayin Aleph, has what seems to be a different approach to this whole idea of Ein Kiddush B'makom Suda. And he writes the following: Misha Ochel Seuda Shabbos below Kiddush. So it's on Friday night, after Kashecha, and all of a sudden, the guy realizes I didn't make Kiddush. Again, it's hard to imagine such a thing in our frame of reference. But let's say he's a Baal Tshuva, or he's a Bar Mitzvah boy, he never made Kiddush, and he's not used to Kiddush. So the Kitzur, he ate, or he didn't have Yayin for Kiddush, whatever the case may be. So he went ahead, he ate his Suda, and now, lo and behold, they bring him Yayin for Kiddush. They say, buddy, it's very nice that you ate your Suda, but you didn't make Kiddush. Says the Rav Shulchan Aruch, "Ain't tzarich lechol od li'achar kiddush." In this case, it's fine. The kevan she'ochal suda mishach hashecha, harehi suda Shabbos, ukishem akadish lach rea, havi kiddush b'makom suda Shabbos. So basically, the Tosfos HaRosh is saying the following. It's not that I disagree with the Rif. I agree with the Rif that you need Kiddush B'makom Suda, but I hold that Kiddush B'makom Suda can only be fulfilled if it's a Suda Shabbos. He disagrees with the Rush, who says that in order to set up a Kiyum of Mitzvahs Oneg in a Suda Shabbos, I need Kiddush to do that, because the Karasa L'Shabbos Oneg B'makom Kriya Shamtei Oneg. He's willing to say that if I didn't make Kiddush and I went ahead and I ate my Suda, that's fine. I was Mekayim the mitzvah of Suda Shabbos. And that Suda has a full-fledged status of a Suda Shabbos. Ah, now all I have to do is recite Kiddush. So in a certain sense, we could say that the Shulchan Aruch HaRav is midway, a third shita, between the Rif and the Rosh. He agrees with the Rif that you can have a situation where you fulfill all your mitzvahs and you're fine by reciting Kiddush alone without a Suda. He disagrees with the Rif in allowing a fulfillment of the Tanai of Kiddush Makom Suda with the Suda that you ate B'chol. He requires the Suda that you ate B'Shabbos. And in that sense, he's very much on the same line of reasoning as the Rosh. But he disagrees with the Rosh as well. Because the Rosh says that the din of Kiddush Makom Suda engenders an obligation to eat the Suda Shabbos after Kiddush. And therefore, if you ate the Suda Shabbos without Kiddush, even though you ate it Mishach HaShecha, you aren't yotzei the mitzvah of Suda Shabbos. Because the Karasel is Shabbos Onei. Whereas according to the Rav Shulchan Aruch, what do you mean the Karasel is Shabbos Onei? Karasel is Shabbos Onei means that there's a mitzvah of owning Shabbos. The halacha of the makom this, the makom that, that's only as far as Kiddush is concerned. I need Kiddush, but makom Suda. The Suda itself doesn't need the Kiddush. The Kiddush needs the Suda. And the Kiddush needing the Suda means that if it's a makom Suda, it's got to be a Suda Shabbos against the Rif. That's enough for the mitzvah of Kiddush. So I think those are the three shittos. Now, Rabosai, in the light of this Chakira, which we say is a Machlokas Rishonim, where the Kiddush Makom Suda is Halach and Kiddush, certainly the way the Rif understands it, or the way the Rosh seems to say that I need Kiddush Makom Suda as a din in Seuda, because the Karasel Shabbos Onim. Now we can approach the very, very famous Machlokas Rishonim at the beginning of Arvei Pesach. That's Kiddush Bebeis HaKnesses. So there's a tremendous pluta in the Rishonim. Some Rishonim hold that even if there's not a single guest, no Orchim in the Beis HaKnesses who need the Kiddush, we're still going to recite Kiddush. And that shita of Rishonim has been accepted mostly in German communities and also in Ashkenazi communities in Chutz Laretz to this very day. And many of you may remember from the old country, as we say, that they recited Kiddush in shul. Who was sleeping in the shul?
No one's been eating there.
And certainly no one's eating in the shul. Even those who need a place, they need a roof, but they're not necessarily eating in the shul. And that's a shita of many Rishonim. Which means that the Archim are going to be yotzei the mitzvah of Kiddush, even though there was no Suda, which is a pella. How does that work? The other Rishonim, the Rosh at the beginning of it, says Ein Kiddush El B'Makom Suda. And therefore, if there are no Archim, it's not considered a Makom Suda. The Kiddush is meaningful. It's a Brachal Batala, the Rosh says. So what sense can we make to be Miyashiv this strange Minog to recite Kiddush in Shul even without what? Without any Archim. It's not Kiddush Mamakom Suda. So the Achronim, I don't know if you heard of the Mishkanos Yaakov and others, they want to say the following. Based on the Gemara in Brachos Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara says that we have an analogy, a hekesh, between Kiddush and Avdol. Just like in Kiddush, we have Bitziluso, we have Kiddush Bitfila. So the Gemara's language is the following: Ma Kiddush Afal Gavde Mekadosh B'Tziluso. So basically, he was yotzei the mitzvah of Kiddush during Arvus, but nevertheless, Mekadosh Akosa, he starts to make Kiddush on a kos. So the two mitzvahs of Kiddush, Afal Dola Nami, even though he recites Havdolah in Ma'ariv in Atachon and Ton, he still has to make Havdolah al kos. So what is the Gemara deriving here from Kiddush? In the case of Kiddush, it's Halacha Ein Kiddush Ela B'Makom Suda. So although you can be Yotzei the Doraisa Kiddush of Zachrei B'Amir Shemach in Ma'ariv, but you still need Ein Kiddush Ela B'Makom Suda to be Yotzei on the Kol Shel Yayin. What does that have to do with Avdol? There's no such Halacha of Ein Ma'adil Ela B'Makom Suda. There's no Suda following Avdol. And the answer must be, just mathematically, that we have to derive from this Gemara that even in Kiddush, even in Kiddush Aliyayin, because again, the Iker here is Aliyayin, the Gemara wants to prove that Avdol has to be Aliyayin, and it's not enough to be Yotzi with Tefillah. there's a mitzvah of Kiddush, Shalom Makom Suda. Otherwise, the equation, the derivation of Abdullah makes no sense. So this, according to the Mishkan of Yaakov, is the source for this very unique minhag, which again is an Ashkenazic minhag, that you're going to make Kiddush and Shul. It's not the Makom Suda.
Don't we eat Malav Malka? Isn't Lechachil and Malav Malka supposed to be right after Abdullah? Maybe now we'll show them all day. I mean, according to the
law. I don't know much about Malav Malka. I know it's supposed to be very healthy for the loose bone. But more than that, I can't tell you much about Malav Malka. So you'll have to ask me to follow on a different occasion. I'll have to do research for you if you're really curious. I never really got a chance to research this whole Malav Malka business. I know that, especially amongst Hasidim, it's like, yeah, Horgal Yavar, you know, it's number one. They light candles and they keep on the Bekish and the whole nine yards. But just getting back to this point, does everybody see where there's a fascinating proof from the Gemara Brachos on the Gimel that there's such a thing as Kiddush Shalom B'Makom Suda? And that's really interesting. You're just going to make Kiddush Al Yayin, it's not B'Makom Suda. And that's the minhag that in Beis HaKnesses there's no Archim, and yet we're going to make Kiddush. Obviously, if you go with that approach, then Aluch of Ein Kiddush El B'Makom Suda is not a reflection of Kiddush, because the Kiddush itself doesn't need a Makom Suda. And that's what we're doing. We're making a Kiddush in Beis HaKnesses, it's not a Makom Suda. But Ein Kiddush El B'Makom Suda is Aluch in Seuda. So when I'm coming to the Yotze, my mitzvah of Seuda, I need a Makom Kiddush. Right? Ein. The Karas L'Shabbos, L'Shabbos only that we said before. Just give me a minute to remind myself of what was the next point that I wanted to make. Excuse me. Oh.
Have I can ask?
Yeah, please.
What was the final point? I just missed that.
The final point is like this. How do you derive Havdalah from Kiddush that you need Havdalah al HaKos? And the answer must be that in Kiddush there must be a din of Kiddush al HaKos even in Shalom HaMakom Suda, because in Havdalah there is no din of Shalom HaMakom Suda. And that could possibly be the source to justify this minhag of making Kiddush in Shul. It's not a Makom Suda. But I'm just pointing out,
if you eat it, Makom Suda, no?
Correct, but here this case of no Orchim, or even if there are Orchim, they're not eating in the Shul. So what sense does it make out of making Kiddush in Shul?
This is because we learn Havdalah from
Kiddush. Right, then Havdalah requires Yayin.
From
say it again?
Where's that? Sorry?
That's in Laman Gimel. Brachos Laman Gimel. Very famous Sugi. So I just pointed out, just to embellish that according to that line of reasoning, Kiddush B'Makom Suda is Aluch in Suda. That's when I come to the Yotzei, the midst of Suda, I have to make sure my Suda is B'Makom Kiddush. But there is such a thing as Kiddush Shalom B'Makom Suda. So you see that Ein Kiddush B'Makom Suda doesn't have anything to do with the midst of Kiddush. That's going to that line of reasoning. Obviously those, many Rishonim reject this idea. They hold Ein Kiddush B'Makom Suda means he can't be Yotzei Kiddush without Suda. And that's what the Rif said, that you can be Yotzei Kiddush B'Makom Suda even if the Suda took place on Erev Shabbos. The Rav Shulchan Aruch says, no, it's dafka a Suda on Shabbos, that's a Suda. But then you can be Yotzei the Mitzvah of Kiddush, even though the Kiddush is not going to introduce any Suda afterwards. Here's another question, which I think could depend upon this Chakir. The Birchei Yosef for the Chidah asks the following in Siman Reishayin Beis, what happens in the case of a cholah? He doesn't have the possibility of eating a suda. His stomach can't tolerate a suda. Should he make Kiddush or should he not make Kiddush? And he quotes two days, two opinions on this question. Now, if the halacha of Ein Kiddush El B'Makom Suda is halacha in Kiddush, then you can't fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush without a Makom Suda. So what sense does it make for a cholah who's not eating a suda to be mekayim in the midst of Kiddush? If on the other hand the din of Ein Kiddush B'Makom Suda is halacha in suda, well he's not going to eat a suda because he's a cholah, but let him at least be mekayim in the midst of Kiddush. Then we have another machlokas rishon. Here's the case. This is the Mordechai. The Mordechai is of the opinion that if I am if I am visiting you on Friday night, and you want to be mechabed me in Kiddush, to be motzi everyone in Kiddush, I'm going back to my house to eat my seuda. So I'm reciting a Kiddush shelo b'makom seuda, as far as I'm concerned. That's my seuda I'm going to eat back home, not as a visitor in your house. So there's a machlokas here between the Rosh and the Mordechai. The Rosh is of the opinion that he may be able to be motzi everyone in Kiddush, but he's not allowed to drink from the ayin. He can be motzi others in Kiddush. That's a din of yotza motzi, meaning if I'm a bar chiyuva, I can be motzi you, even though right now I'm not being mekayim my chova. But on the other hand, there's halacha of ein kiddush el b'makom seuda. So, like for example, let's say I was yotzei my mitzvah tkiyah shofar. I can blow for you and be motzi you. So even though that tkiyah is totally devoid of a kima mitzvah for me, so I can be motzi. And therefore, says the Rosh, he's not allowed to eat from that kiddush because he was yotzei with that kiddush. He's only going to be yotzei kiddush b'makom seuda. That means for his suda. He can be motzi others because of a different reason. That means even if my ma'isa mitzvah is devoid of any kiyum, I can be motzi you, because I share the same chiyum with you. But he's not yotzi the mitzvah of kiddush. And the Mordechai disagrees. The Mordechai says that he can be yotzi his mitzvah of kiddush and be toim from the yayin in his friend's house, even though he's not eating the suda there. Apparently, the Mordechai holds that kiddush b'makom suda is halacha in suda Shabbos. So when he gets home, he wants to be yotzei his mitzvah of suda Shabbos. So he'll have to recite kiddush. But as far as being yotzei the mitzvah of kiddush per se, that he can be yotzei even shelo b'makom suda. Do you see the excitement here is that you can separate between the mitzvah of kiddush that doesn't require seuda, a makom seuda, and the mitzvah of seuda. So this is very much similar to what we said before, that the Rosh requires a makom seuda requires kiddush to set up a makom seuda. The karasa l'shabbos onig b'makom kiddush, makom kriya, shom te onig, that's where you have your seuda. He's going to have to come home, and when he eats his seuda, he's going to have to make another kiddush. But that's as far as the mitzvah of seuda is concerned. But as far as the mitzvah of kiddush is concerned, he can be yotzi the mitzvah of kiddush even without a makom seuda. And therefore he's allowed to be toim in a yayin. I wrote myself a summary of the Mordechai. Kiddush b'makom seuda is a requirement to fulfill the mitzvah of seuda. Without kiddush, it's not a seuda Shabbos. Hence, he has to go home and make kiddush in his home in order to fulfill the mitzvah of seuda Shabbos. Now, we said before that the Rav Shulchan Aruch allows kiddush to take place after the seuda. So apparently, according to the Rav Shulchan Aruch, kiddush is an absolute requirement in the mitzvah of seuda. So kiddush makom seuda is halach in kiddush, and it's a makom seuda because he was yotzei the seuda in this place. That's not the Mordechai. The Mordechai is saying that he's going to have to go home and make another kiddush in order to set up his seuda. So again, do you see the contrast between the Rav Shulchan Aruch on the one end and the Mordechai on the other end? The Mordechai is willing to say that the halach of kiddush makom seuda is purely a tnai in seuda, be yotzei the seuda. He can be yotzei kiddush, even shelo b'makom seuda. So I visit you in your house, I recite kiddush on your behalf, but I also was yotzei in the midst of kiddush at the same time. I need another kiddush when I get home for the din of seuda. The Rav Shulchan Aruch, on the other hand, says, no, I can be yotzei in the midst of seuda even without kiddush. I need, for the kiddush itself, the midst of kiddush is an absolute requirement that it be b'makom seuda. And finally, I wanted to end with a very interesting discussion here, which we don't have time to go into in great detail. The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Reish Ayin Gimel quotes the Gaonim. And the Gaonim say the following, that if he drank a Revius Yayin, then Yotza Yidei Kiddush B'Makom Suga B'Yesh Chol. And the Mishnah Berurah explains there in Siman Reish Ayin Gimel, Yesh Cholkin. Alright, you drank. Ooh, that's my fault. Sorry. Again, you hear this? This is very exciting. What's going on over here? The Mishnah Berurah explains that drinking a Revius of Yayin is not going to help you. Why? He says the following. You need Kiddush for Mokom Su'udah. The Yayin itself is not a Su'udah. A Su'udah requires Pas. So it comes out like this. The first Shita, which is the day of the Gaonim, they hold that even though Shtiyas Yayin is not a Kviyas Su'udah, correct? According to the first opinion of the Gaonim, then what we're saying is that even though your Shtiyas Yayin is not a Su'udah, because for Su'udah we need Pas, nevertheless you can be Yotzei the Mitzvah of Kiddush Mamokom Su'udah. Now you'd have to eat Pas in order to be Yotzei the Mitzvah of Su'udah. And we require Kiddush Mamokom Su'udah to be Yotzei the Mitzvah of Kiddush. So we have a double requirement here. We need to eat a full-fledged Su'udah for the Mitzvah of Su'udah. We need, though, only Shtiyas Yayin to be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Kiddush, and even though in Kiddush Mamokom Su'udah. And the Mishnah Berurah says, the Cholkim say, what's going on over here? How can you tell me that this Kiddush Mamokom Su'udah because he drank a Revius Yayin? Well, where's the Su'udah? In other words, according to the Mishnah Berurah, it's a dumber posture. Nobody questioned that Shtiyas Yayin, with all due respect, is not a Su'udah. So then how can the Yotzei, the mitzvah of Kiddush, which ain't Kiddush Mamokom Su'udah, by drinking Yayin? That's the old Yesh Cholkim. What about the Gaonim? They were also pretty bright. They were Gaonim. Right? So the only thing we could say here, which is very fascinating, is that Yayin is a representative of Su'udah. In other words, Yayin has a din of Su'udah, although it's not a Chefza Shel Su'udah.
What about the fact that it's Soe? Yayin Soe, this and that.
Correct. Yayin has so many different elements to it. You know, it's Mesameach, and it's Soe, and it's got Cheshivas to it, and it's Shira. I mean, you can say, you can talk about Yayin from here till we finish. And it means that the Yayin represents the chashivas of the Su'udah. It's not a Su'udah. You know, to eat a Su'udah, you need Pas. But the Yayin has a certain very special role within the context of Su'udah. So as far as these two dinim are concerned that we started with, what's Ein Kiddush Mokom Su'udah? Is it a din in Kiddush or is it a din in the Su'udah? So the answer is there are two different dinim, and there's an afkamina between the two. As far as Kiddush Mokom Su'udah is concerned, Yayin is enough for Kviya Su'udah to fulfill the din of Kiddush Mokom Su'udah. As far as the mitzvah of Su'udah is concerned, for that I have to eat a full-fledged Su'udah. Okay then? So we'll stop here. That's a lot more to talk about. But...
Thank you, Rabbi.
Yeah. I don't know, is this the last Chabura for the Zman? I mean, when do we stop in Zman? Next Sunday?
Yeah, I
keep going until my wife needs it. But that's because the Malbatim, much, you know, they don't have to help their wives, I guess.